Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Tuesday, December the 3rd, 2013. Do you believe it? Christmas Eve is 3 weeks from today. Yes, the Christmas season is upon us. We are live 12:04 to 1 each weekday right here on the home of the Buckmaster Show. It's AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's most powerful news talk station. We're live streaming at Buckmaster Show and at KVOI.com. And if you miss a portion of the program, we have it all available for you through our podcasts. Ace producer Rosemary Brandt usually posts the show within an hour or so of its conclusion to BuckmasterShow.com. We'll begin today with a conversation with one of the Republican candidates for governor. There are, I don't know, six, seven, depending on who is officially declared their candidacy, Republican candidates for governor, at least a half dozen that I can think of. We will talk with Christine Jones. Christine is the former executive vice president and general counsel and corporate secretary for GoDaddy, the operating company based up in the Phoenix area. 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Money Maker Report with Shelley Fishman. Shelley, our certified financial planner. And Shelley just showed me some numbers on the Dow, and that will qualify for a Shelley frown, I think. We'll find out how far the Dow is down in a few minutes. 30 minutes past the hour, it's our meds segment, your meds, your medication segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the creator of CredibleMeds.org. And then we'll close out the show. Linda Ray will be with us. Linda, staff writer, and she sets the calendar for the Tucson Weekly. She will be hosting today for Margaret Regan in our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. If you have a question or comment, our live line number 790-2040, and we invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show, joining 3,000 other friends now at Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now Christine Jones, Republican candidate for governor. Christine, how are you today?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing very well. And as I said in the open of the show, at least a half dozen candidates for governor on the Republican side. The Democrats have Fred Duvall, and that's pretty much it. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to get involved with this, Christine.
Sure. And by the way, I'm live tweeting this as we go. So if you see yourself mentioned on Twitter, it's because of me.
Oh, good. Good.
You know, I actually got involved originally because I had some encouragement from friends and family who thought it would be a good idea for me to do this, having spent a lifetime, at least as an adult, in a variety of different contexts, from being a CPA to being a lawyer to a prosecutor to a forensic accountant and policymaker and, you know, entrepreneur and CEO and all of those other things. They said, hey, you know, you've culled together this unique blend of experiences. Why don't you think about running for office? And, you know, with their encouragement and after discussing it with many people who I respect and admire, and also importantly, after all of those half dozen people told me why they were running, I decided that for this time and this place in Arizona's history, Arizona can use the type of leadership that I provide. And it's also important for me to note for you and for the listeners that I really love Arizona and I love the people and I love the idea of being able to influence its future because this is one of the last great free states in the country. And I really think we need to be devoted to keeping it that way and to making the future even better, building on this great past and making the future even brighter than it already was. So that's kind of why I'm here, and how I got here, it's been a journey. It was a long decision-making process, but I'm happy to be here.
You know, this Child Protective Services scandal, and it is a scandal with the thousands of kids falling through the cracks up in Phoenix, and it's a huge issue here in Arizona. And I noticed on your resume that you've been a leader in the fight to make the Internet better and safer for users, particularly children.
You know, I am so glad you brought that up because I've been paying very close attention to this. And I guess I may be uniquely passionate about this among the cast of thousands who are running for governor. But I really do take it seriously. When I went to GoDaddy, I had the interesting experience of looking at the internet and realizing there was no law for what people did online. And over a decade, I spent a lot of my time in Washington trying to help develop policy that would make the internet a better and a safer place. And the first place I started with was protecting children, because I thought the most egregious thing anybody could do in the online context was to harm kids. And so I spent a lot of my personal time, a lot of the company's resources and the company's time and energy advocating for policy to protect children. So this whole concept of a 6,000 cases that haven't been investigated is really difficult. Really difficult to wrap your mind around. And I think at the outset we have to say every single one of those cases deserves to be looked at. Every single child deserves a thoughtful, careful consideration. If somebody has called a hotline to say, I'm worried that this child is in danger. But I also know that crisis creates opportunity. And one of the significant things we can do out of this, and we should do out of this, is to decide going forward, how do we do a better job of protecting kids? How do we do what I did so long ago at GoDaddy by looking into the future and saying, there's no law today, but here's what we can do going forward to make this better? And that's kind of how I look at this crisis at the moment.
Christine Jones talking with us. She is a candidate, Republican candidate for governor, former executive vice president and general counsel and corporate secretary for, they're based in Scottsdale, right, GoDaddy?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Bob Parsons was the founder, and he had sold his original company out of Iowa and decided he didn't like the snow anymore and he wanted to play a little golf. So he moved out to Scottsdale and started up a little company that when I joined, there were just a few dozen people, but it was based in Scottsdale, and we're very proud to have been part of a really successful Arizona success story.
One of the things all of the candidates are talking about are jobs. Let's hear what you have to say about the Arizona economy and your formula for bringing more jobs to the state.
Sure. And by the way, I didn't plant these questions. You know, I did not discuss these, but I very much appreciate the first two.
Well, thank you.
They happen to be right in my wheelhouse.
Good and great minds think alike.
That's what they say, and I definitely agree.
Okay.
So one of the great opportunities we had at GoDaddy was to create thousands upon thousands of jobs in Arizona. And there's hardly any joy better than looking at a person who's been hired that you created a job for and just seeing the sheer exhilaration in their life because they're able either to put food on the table or provide for their family or whatever their circumstances. But my sense is going forward, if we're really to be the brightest, best Arizona going into the future, we have to focus on economic development, and that really is about jobs. But it's part of a bigger picture, Bill, because jobs come from companies. They come from revenue, which is generated through sales. But it also really has to focus, speaking of CPS, on what are we doing with kids and what are we doing with education and what are we doing to get people who are skilled to want to move to Arizona. And so, and I, by the way, I've been studying this since January. Every single candidate in the last three election cycles has said, I'm all about jobs in the education.
Oh, yes.
I'm all about jobs in the economy.
We have heard it before.
Every candidate, right?
Yeah.
Although when I went out and polled kids who were 18 to 25, 88% of them said no political candidate has ever made a difference in this. So I don't want to just talk about it. I want to actually do it. And what we did at GoDaddy, despite the government's best efforts to make us fail, was we went over those hurdles and over the speed bumps to really survive and thrive in an environment that was difficult. As governor, what you can do is have a significant influence on the government being less of a barrier, of having less regulation, of standing up fewer road bumps to companies, particularly the startups, particularly these guys that are innovating, they're in incubators, they're in very, very early stage development companies. Just get the government out of their way. They'll hire another guy. They'll hire two. They'll hire three. That creates jobs, and it really is necessary to look at it holistically. Part of it, of course, being about making a place where people want to be, want to educate their kids, and where they think their kids are going to be safe.
Christine, we're quickly running out of time. How about name recognition? This is your first foray into politics, correct?
Yes, sir. I am proudly the only member of the Republican slate of candidates who have never taken a paycheck from the state. Although I have to say, none of the candidates have particularly good name recognition, but you know, because you've followed GoDaddy somewhat, that we got pretty good at marketing and getting our name exposed at GoDaddy, and I tend to take the lessons that I've learned in my life and apply them to things that I do in the future. So I think you'll be hearing a lot about Christine Jones and ChristineJones.com in the coming months.
Okay, Christine Jones running for governor. I was just about to give your website there again. It is ChristineJones.com, and we appreciate you coming on the program and introducing yourself to the Southern Arizona listeners. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Christine Jones, Republican candidate for governor, as we continue to introduce the Buckmaster Show listeners to all of the candidates for governor. A man who needs no introduction because he is here, and we are glad and honored he is, every Tuesday with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report at 12:20. It's Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Next. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small, mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And I hope, for one, that that consultation will go to my friend and very knowledgeable gentleman who joins us on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
Bill. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I hope you had a great one.
I had a great one, and I hope you had plenty of turkey.
Plenty of turkey overlooking the ocean at Laguna Beach.
It was
absolutely spectacular.
Well, get another turkey because we're 3 weeks away from Christmas Eve. Let's think about this now for a moment. The Dow having not a very good day. I mean, are we talking about like the sandcastle on the beach?
Oh, what a great analogy.
Is being slowly eroded with the tides of time.
Oh, my gosh. So 2 days does not a trend make. And we've had two rotten days. Today is getting rottener and rottener, if you'll excuse my hyperbole there. What we have, Bill, is a success disaster on our hands. We have an economy that continues to improve. And it's improving at a steady pace. It's not the pace we'd like it to improve, but it nevertheless is improving. And as it improves, the likelihood that the Fed will feel a need to reduce its stimulus and its, the things that it's doing to stimulate the economy, that likelihood becomes higher and higher. So for those investors, and there's a substantial number of them out there, who believe that the outrageously high performance of the S&P and the Dow this year is partially a result of unnatural
house
acts.
Built of sand.
Okay, exactly, a castle built on sand.
Yeah.
Then beginning to remove that prop gives people the idea that perhaps instead of having a Santa Claus December, we're going to have a Scrooge December.
December is usually a good
December
month.
December is typically a good month, not always. And you know, we started off the year thinking this was going to be a 12 to 14%.
Your prediction?
Year, my prediction, with about a 2.5% to 3% gross domestic product increase and an unemployment picture that looks like it's going to end up, you know, closer to 7 than to 7.5. I believe we're still on track for that, which means we're going to have some reductions from here on the Dow. That is still an awfully good year.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing to complain about. But with fear in the marketplace of a couple of things. Number one, that the Congress is not going to be able to get to where they need to get in terms of spending for the next year or two. And number two, that the Fed is going to see this steady improvement in the economy and say, well, maybe the economy can stand on its own for a while. Plus the fact that we've stretched that rubber band so far that, you know, having it come back below 20, maybe to a, you know, 15 or 16% growth rate for the year strikes me as, you know, not unlikely as a combination of things that could very well happen between now and the end of the month.
And the S&P really is having its best year ever,
well,
right?
Well, record. Not ever, but oh, well, but it's certainly at record territory.
In,
I mean, as of
shall
Friday,
we say, in recent memory.
Well, with the year coming right out of the recession, I think 2009 we had a 40% year.
Oh, okay.
It might have been 2010. My memory is getting a little foggy there. But we're up at around 24% for the year right now with the S&P. And so, you know, you look at a 2.5% growth in the economy. You take a look at a 26 or 25 or 24% growth in the markets, and we're now into our fifth year of growth, steady growth pretty much in the markets, and you just wonder, you know, does the physics work?
Yeah.
Is the foundation secure? Now, you know, between last Friday when things were just wonderful and today when things are not so wonderful, nothing has fundamentally changed. So when nothing has fundamentally changed, you still have to think that, you know, we're going to have a good year and there's no reason to get really pessimistic about it. But again, winding up in you know, with 17, 18% at the end of the year instead of 22, 23, you'd be churlish to complain.
But this is not a correction month. Are we looking to go that into that territory?
Well, correction is technically 10%. I don't think we're going to get it down that far. And it seems to be orderly. That's a word that I tend to use a lot. You know, when you start getting 250, 300 point swing days, that's not orderly. But when we have a day that starts off 20 down and then, you know, continues that downward slope, that's kind of an orderly retraction from, you know, people taking profits, taking some money off the table, maybe harvesting some losses on one side and some profits offsetting on the other. And there's a lot of that goes on in December.
Certified financial planner, and that is important, that designation. Shelley Fishman is with us. Shelley, is this a time for investors to do, well, people always do their New Year's resolutions, reevaluate many things in their lives. Should they be thinking about looking at the investments?
I think you should always be thinking about that toward the end of the year. There's nothing magic about the end of the
year.
And
we'll talk more about that as
clearly,
we get closer to New Year's.
But I would say one resolution is if you have a financial advisor and you haven't seen that financial advisor in more than a quarter, make a New Year's resolution to get with that person in January and have this kind of discussion. If you don't, you know, if you leave your portfolio on autopilot, it is going to get out of balance, and at some point it's going to be the wrong mix. That's number one. Number two, it's very important to take a look at the stuff where you might not actively have an advisor, and that's your 401k or 403b. Do not leave that on, you know, on its own. Again, not on autopilot. Make sure you take your statement from your 401k, bring it to your financial advisor, and say, "I know you don't get paid to help me with this one, but help me with this one."
Yeah, help
and,
me answer
and most
some of these
them
questions.
Will.
And you, it's when you are looking for a financial advisor, it's best just to schedule an appointment, sit down, and talk. Right?
Absolutely. Interview three people.
Okay.
Try to get three people from three different firms, three different perspectives. Don't rush to judgment on, you know, the first one. Oh, I like that person, so I'm going to go. Do your three. Do your homework. This is, after all, very important. It's your finances, it's your family, it's your future, it's your retirement. So do three interviews and then sit down with your spouse or significant other and say, which one of these people should we go with? And don't think because you're moving from one person to another person that you're going to hurt that other person's feelings and you shouldn't go. You are going to hurt that other person's feelings, but guess what?
And it's part of the business.
Trust your gut. It's part of the business. You do get a little bit of turnover and churn. You can't be the right person for everybody forever.
Yeah. And certified financial planner, it is important.
Yes, it is. It's an important designation. It doesn't disqualify you if you don't have one, but at least it assures your clients that you have their best interests in mind all the time.
Okay, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, I know you've revamped your website.
Yeah, ShelleyFishman.com. Very excited about it.
ShelleyFishman.com. And for folks that want a link to Shelley, One great place would go to our website, buckmastershow.com. We're very proud of what we have up there, as well as Shelley is proud of his website.
And you should say who put that all together for you, who helped you put that together.
Rosemary Brand.
Right, but also yes. Your former guest.
My former...
GoDaddy,
yes,
yeah,
of course. Our domain came through GoDaddy, where the Buckmaster Show got its domain. Anyway, Shell, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The University of New Haven in Connecticut says a suspect's in custody following a report of a man near campus with what appeared to be a rifle. The university advises people to continue to shelter in place as the investigation continues. A union official says the engineer of the New York City commuter train that derailed on Sunday has been distraught, unable to sleep over the incident, and that's why federal investigators broke off an interview with the man yesterday. The NTSB says a train was going 82 miles per hour around a 30-mile-per-hour curve. U.S. automakers report strong sales over the Thanksgiving weekend and for the month of November. Of the major automakers, only VW and Honda reported drops in sales in the U.S. The Dow down 136 points, and NASDAQ is off 20. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they save money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Our focus now on your medication. We call it your meds and how to take control of your health care. We always like to point out that the average American takes a dozen prescriptions each year, and those over 65 take 17 prescription medicines annually and six or seven each day. Our biomedical segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. His latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries, visit crediblemeds.org. Today, Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. A little too much Thanksgiving, but
I think we all. Monday was kind of like back to work after a Thanksgiving weekend. I just felt like maybe I ate too much.
Oh, I think we all did, probably.
And I was still trying to get over it. You have a op-ed piece that will be coming out this week in the Arizona Republic. You co-authored it with Dr. Galgiani. Mm-hmm. We know Dr. John Galgiani. He's been a guest on the show. He's the director of the Valley Fever Center in Phoenix. The title of the op-ed piece, The High Price of Valley Fever Drugs, A Wake-Up Call for Arizonans. Dr. Woosley, why is this a wake-up call?
Well, this is a problem that's really unique to Arizona and a little bit of Texas and a portion of California, but Arizona is the ground zero for this fungal infection that's in our soil. And it grows in the soil, and when the winds blow, as they often do, that soil gets in our lungs and creates a fungal infection, a fungus, called coccidiomycosis. We call it valley fever, and it can be deadly. Every three to four days in this state, someone dies from this disease. About 100 people a year. It costs the state, we estimate, Dr. Galgiani. By the way, he's head of the Valley Fever Center here in Tucson.
Yeah, I thought that wasn't right here. I was looking at that, and it said Director Valley Fever Center in Phoenix.
Right.
But Tucson and Phoenix, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it started here, and they've recently opened an office
at the University of Arizona.
Because all along between here and there is where most of this problem happens.
Kind of the Valley Fever corridor. I guess almost two-thirds of the cases of these valley fever infections in the country occur in Arizona, and most mm-hmm. in this Tucson I-10 Phoenix Tucson corridor. So what about the price of the medication that is needed for people who are suffering from valley fever?
Well, we have several medicines, but the one that most people use because it's better tolerated has been a medicine called fluconazole or Nizoral. Fluconazole is in a category of drugs that stops the fungus from growing. It doesn't kill it. Like penicillin kills bacteria. Tetracycline stops its bacteria's growth. Fluconazole stops the growth, and then your immune system has to come in and wipe up the infection. Well, if your immune system's not very good, as it isn't in many people, you get complications, and those complications can be death, as I mentioned, 100 people a year. But also, a lot of people thousands of people in this state get this illness. Many of them miss work. It's estimated that it costs the state of Arizona $250 million every year, and it's going to cost more because, as Ken Altucker mentioned in his recent Arizona Republic paper or article,
Peach, yeah.
The drug companies that make this fluconazole, which is a generic drug, have just increased the price tenfold.
Why?
Because they can.
Opportunity.
Exactly.
Answer my own question there. Opportunity is why, right?
There's no reason why they can't, because people have to pay for it.
For most infections, it's a 5 to 10 day course, but for valley fever, it can be a year or more.
Ooh.
So we're talking about a price going into the $5,000-$6,000 a year per person.
Whoa.
So this is, should be a wake up. We have alternatives, and we're the only one affected for the most part. So we have to do it ourselves.
There's a promising new medicine in clinical development, right?
Exactly.
At Dr. Galgiani's Valley Fever Center.
Right. The University of Arizona obtained rights to this drug that was abandoned by the drug industry. Several companies actually developed it, but they found it only worked really well for valley fever.
So what's this drug called?
Nicomycin.
Nicomycin.
And it's a drug that actually kills the fungus instead of stopping its growth. So and it's been tested in several dozens of people, and it appears safe. Now, it needs a lot more testing, and that's why this is a wake-up call. We've got to mobilize the state to develop the drug that can save us $250 million and 100 people's lives every year. And we can do that. We've got the expertise. We've got the medicine. It's been tested very far along the line. And it may not make it, but we've got to find out or find something better, because we can't afford to let this fungus to hold us and the drug companies to hold us hostage.
The FDA has not approved this drug at the U of A.
No. Yes. No, it's been approved for testing, but it's not approved for marketing.
And that gets back to this whole thing about the time that it takes to get a drug that is needed to market.
It's running 10 or more years for medicines. Now, this one, because it's so far along, within 3 to 4 years is my estimate, if everything goes appropriately, it's safe and no complications, and we invest in it, I think that medicine could be approved by the FDA. And the FDA has expedited approval of drugs like this for small markets, orphan illnesses.
Yeah, orphan illnesses. These are the ones that kind of fall through the cracks, not, I guess, deemed important enough to, or enough people.
Well, it's not a big enough market. Mm. It's important, some of these illnesses.
They're important, but there's not money in it for the drug
people,
pharmaceutical companies. To make any money on the deal.
Well, they make money. They just don't make as much as they'd like.
As they want for their particular profit margin.
Because some of these orphan drugs cost a lot of money, $100,000 a year for some of them, and they make money on them, but they just don't make as much as they could with a blockbuster.
Dr. Ray Woosley is with us on The Buckmaster Show. It is our monthly segment, Your Meds. We're talking about the high price for valley fever drugs. And Dr. Woosley was saying, my goodness, $5,000-$6,000 a year is what you would have to pay. Does insurance cover most of that or not enough of it or what?
Well, it does. If you have insurance and you have a drug plan, it will cover. In the past, it's covered 80%, but that's when it was $500 a year. At $5,000 a year, it's going to be a different story. There will be a higher copay at least. And when people go to the pharmacy and they find out that a medicine is going to cost them a bigger copay, they often leave it at the pharmacy and they don't take it. And that's when you get complications and people get readmitted to the hospital, and it'll end up costing us more in the long run. Up to a third of the prescriptions written aren't picked up at the pharmacy because they cost too much. We've got to address that too.
I don't think we can squeeze in this call, but I will summarize kind of what it was about. Valley fever, are some people that have lived here a long time, do they build up an immunity then to the valley fever?
Yeah.
Native Americans perhaps?
Well, actually Native Americans and people who've been in this area for a long time have been exposed to it.
Right.
They've survived it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've walled it off in their lungs, and you can usually see the scars on their x-ray.
Wow.
So it's mainly people who have lost their immunity, and that fungus starts growing again in their lungs.
Let's talk quickly about we've been talking about valley fever, but let's talk about the Credible Meds website. You founded this and created this because obviously you felt there was a need for people to find out about what they're taking.
Exactly. two groups of people out there trying to inform you of your medicines, those who make money on it and those who pay for it.
I mean, you're bombarded with ads from pharmaceutical companies on TV and elsewhere.
Exactly.
Magazines. Go into a doctor's office, open up a magazine, and there's something there about a drug.
Everywhere. And they paint such a rosy picture. And they may have in the small print or in the short blurb about what horrible side effects it caused, but that isn't what they focus on.
So you recommend folks go to CredibleMeds.org, and it's very easy. Just type in the medications that you are taking.
Exactly. Keep a list of those medicines. Email that list to your doctor before your visit. Take it with you to your pharmacy when you renew your prescriptions. That's the way you can take control of your health care.
All right. We recommend CredibleMeds.org. Dr. Ray Woosley is with us the first Tuesday of every month. Thank you, Dr. Woosley. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday arts report on our program, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the Grammy Award-winning Klezmatics on Thursday. This Thursday, New York-based Klezmatics will be celebrating the end of the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah by performing some of their best-known klezmer songs, along with Hanukkah-themed songs penned by Woody Guthrie with melodies created by the band. See the Klezmatics on December 5th at downtown Tucson's Fox Theater for tickets and more information and to view all of the spring on-sale schedule. Visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Joining me in studio, Linda Ray, a staff writer for the Tucson Weekly, and a lady who is always very busy year-round, kind of keeping track of everything that is going on in the arts world and arts calendar. Linda, good to see you.
Well, it's fun to be here. I have to lead off by saying, by all means, go see the Klezmatics. That's going to be a very fun show. Bouncy, great music, and good for the whole family.
And for those that don't know about that particular music, it's very...
They recognize it if they hear it.
They'll hear it.
It's sort of a, I don't know, I think I described it as a kazoo, but it's not at all like it. It's like a whole orchestra in one instrument. It's very fun. It's going to be a fun show. But everything that's happening seems to be happening on stage in the next couple of weeks.
And, of course, it probably all begins with Nutcracker.
Oh, of course. And everybody should definitely pick up this issue of the Weekly, because Margaret Regan, who's usually here for your arts program, she's doing a special overall coverage of all of the Nutcrackers in town. But there's a very fun special one I want to talk to you about, partly because your listeners can see it starting tonight at the Loft. It's a 3D film of the Marinsky Theater's Nutcracker Ballet. The Nutcracker, Tchaikovsky's first performance of that ballet, was in the Marinsky Theater. So it's very fun to see this show, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going tonight. I can't wait.
And that will be at the Loft.
It's going to be at the Loft tonight and 11 a.m. on December 5th. And I think it's going to be, December 1st, it was last Sunday, too. So anyway, that'll be a lot of fun. Check that out. But there's one on the east side.
A Nutcracker on the east side, and this is an early Nutcracker.
It's very early. It's coming up this weekend. It's Sowerita Auditorium, so all of your fans out in the southeast can have one to go to. Sowerita Auditorium is on Sowerita Road, 350, and tickets are $10 to $17, and $2 if you get them in advance.
Ballet Continental will be performing at Sowerita Auditorium.
And balletcontinental.com is where you go for reservations and more information.
And we've got some blockbuster theater productions that are opening this week.
These are shows everybody's going to know about, and they're not holiday related. Broadway and Tucson NUA Presents are collaborating to bring us the Tony Award winning musical American Idiot, which is based on that Green Day recording of the same name. That starts Saturday, December 7th, and there's also a performance on December 8th, Sunday. So go to Broadway and Tucson for tickets and information on that. And then Winding Road Theater Ensemble is performing Cabaret, one of everybody's favorite musical shows of all time. And that starts on December 5th and continues through the 22nd. So you have some time on that. Go to windingroadtheater.org for tickets and more information.
And I don't know if we mentioned the venue for Broadway in Tucson. It's at the UA Centennial Hall.
Oh, so sorry.
And
yeah.
That's fine. And then the Winding Road Theater Ensemble, that will be at the Temple of Music and Art, the Cabaret Theater at 330 South Scott. So those are both very, very kind of household name productions, so everybody knows about Cabaret. Then we have the Arizona Theater Company.
Arizona Theater Company is still producing Xanadu at the Temple of Music and Art on roller skates.
Cool.
Really want to see that. You remember that from the 70s, Xanadu with all the hair and beautifulness. But there's a little event opening this week too at the Scottish Rite Cathedral. It's going to be a radio show by Waypoint Theater, and it's a live radio play adapted from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, cool.
Everybody's favorite Christmas movie. Right. And then it's two plays in one because they're also doing O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi. They're staged together at 7:30 p.m. Have you been in the Scottish Rite Cathedral?
I've just been by it. It's there at 160 South Scott Avenue downtown. Been around for a long time.
It's so
a historic
beautiful.
Building.
It's so beautiful. And the back of the stage is painted. So there's a lot to look at while you listen to the radio
plays. There you
plays.
Go.
Right.
We've got some comedy. Comedy Playhouse.
Right. Comedy Playhouse is bringing The Christmas Carol, another favorite holiday story. That's 3620 North 1st Avenue. And you'll find information about getting tickets for that in Tucson Weekly in the listing theater section.
Live Theater Workshop at 5317 East Speedway, putting together some, well, I think it's Holiday
two.
Memories based on the Truman Capote's The Thanksgiving Visitor and A Christmas Memory.
That's a really interesting project. Mm-hmm. They've moshed together two of Truman Capote's holiday stories, one around Thanksgiving, one around Christmas. So that'll be something fresh and interesting. You know, I didn't mention, but all of these performances we're talking about, it's a wide range of prices. So if you think you can't afford theater, check it out in the weekly and you might be surprised.
How about poetry?
Oh, this is very fun. As I said, there's kind of a bohemian theme to some of these events, but there's some great stuff. That one is a lecture, but it'll have some film mm-hmm. involved. But it's called The Poetics of Noise, Poetry and Punk from 1963 to 1980. This is one of those confluence events, you know, where the university brings together several disciplines. And they're going to talk about the post-beat scene in New York City. In punk, poetry, performance art were all the rage. Patti Smith was involved. Clark Coolidge is another name. The writer at Kathy Acker, some of the no-wave bands like DNA, and this Professor John Melillo is going to be talking about all of that and illustrating it with performance pieces. Then this long-standing, I don't know if you've heard of POG. It was something new to me when I started working.
POG, the acronym?
It's not an acronym for anything as far as anyone can tell, but it's published writers who get together. They've been getting together for more than a decade. And this is their holiday fundraiser, and it's going to feature Joel Smith of Spork Press, which is a literature publication from out of Tucson, the Oracle Art Ensemble with Emo Baird and Matthias Duell, Melissa Buckheit's the curator of the Edge series of emerging writers at Casa Libre in Solana. And then there's going to be a trailer of a forthcoming film about jazz legend Lester Young, and an experimental film by Rebecca Barton, who just opened a new theater, the Exploded View Cinema, to feature experimental film. And that's downtown at 197 East Toole. So look for POG on Facebook, and you'll find a lot more information
about it. So it's POG, the Holiday Fundraiser and Celebration. That's a diverse group of people
it
they
is.
Put together there.
Yeah, and yeah. Anyway, look them up on Facebook and find out more about it.
Literary event. And then Cafe Bohemia, speaking of the bohemian lifestyle.
Right. This is a showcase of new plays. Sometimes it's a showcase of plays that are being workshopped and the audience gets involved in talking about different directions. But this is actually a play that won the Arizona Theater Company's 2012 National Latino Playwriting Award.
Wow.
The play is called Los Matadores. It's by Silvia Gonzalez. And it's staged at 10 p.m. December 7th in the Temple Lounge. It's a very small performance space in the Temple of Music and Art at 330 South Scott. And
that's a nice intimate venue.
Yeah.
Funny business. Something funny for the holidays.
Isn't that great?
The Loft Brothers.
The Loft is always coming up with these things, but they're doing a series of Marx Brother films. They're going to be every Thursday in December and repeated the following Sunday at noon. So the Thursday, this Thursday at 7 p.m., you can see Animal Crackers,
mm-hmm.
December 12th and 15th. Well, that's repeated again on the 7th, Animal Crackers, December 12th and the 15th, which is Sunday, Monkey Business. December 19th and 22nd, Horse Feathers. December 26th and 29th, Duck Soup.
Oh, that's fun. That's a good laughs over the holidays.
Yeah.
Linda Ray, thank you so much.
Always
we will
fun.
Look for Linda Ray in the Tucson Weekly. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
This week, or every other week, Arts Report on Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging you to celebrate the holidays by enjoying the performing arts with family and friends coming to the Fox on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, Winona Winona Judd touring in Winona and the Big Noise, A Simpler Christmas. This five-time Grammy winner will present a special holiday concert featuring the perfect mixture of Winona's solo singles, biggest hits, and traditional Christmas classics. To purchase tickets to see Winona and the Big Noise, A Simpler Christmas, December 8th, that Sunday, call 547-3040 or visit FoxTucson.com. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They have a fun event coming up, Linda, this Saturday. Just three and a half hours east of Tucson, a tamale fiesta.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah, over in New Mexico. I'm sure they have a lot of that good New Mexico
red
and green. Yeah, the Hatch chilies. That's happening over in Silver City. So that'd be a fun weekend getaway. Lots of places to stay. Nice places, including Pinos Altos Cabins. You can find the complete listing at southwestnewmexico.org. And we thank Silver City for their support of the Buckmaster Show. We also thank Culligan. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. That's going to do it for the fastest hour in radio. Lots to talk about, Linda. We got it all in, though.
We got it all in. Find the rest in the weekly.
There you go. The rest is in the weekly. John C. Scott this afternoon, 3 to 5, and then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.